Sing it, Bradley. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment, I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, how's it going over there?
Oh, you know, just kicking it around.
Yeah, man, it's Tuesday, and guess what?
What?
Army Hammer, still really nasty.
It's hammer time.
Oh.
I want to eat you.
Okay, so listen, I'm going to cop to something.
Mm.
I read the report of the reports when it came.
That's your sweet spot.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
I read the report of the reports when it came to Armie Hammer, but I have not yet actually dug into the actual report, meaning this, all of the things that are coming out right now about Armie Hammer in a relationship are coming out of the mouth of Paige Lorenz, who dated him at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
So just a few months ago, and an exclusive interview she did with Daily Mail TV.
Yeah, which she's now disavowing. Nice try.
Which I want to ignore that altogether, even though it's important, right? Okay. That she's like trying to distance herself from the interview that she did.
Yeah.
Saying that the words that she said were taken out of context, which I just think means that Armie Hammer and his people like ceased and desisted her or something. Anywhoosie whatsie. I didn't... The Daily Mail does this thing where they offer up dribs and drabs of these interviews in articles that have nothing to do with the interview. In other words, I clicked on this article because I liked the headline. Armie Hammer hints he may have been fired from Gossip Girl in a recently resurfaced 2017 chat with Andy Cohen. Quote, that was a tough show to film. I watched Gossip Girl. I totally forgot he was on it. I clicked on this. I was like, oh, this is interesting. I'd like to read more about this. Three paragraphs are about nothing but having to do with Gossip Girl.
Yep.
It's like three paragraphs about this.
Which is a lot for an article in the Daily Mail, because usually it's one sentence and then they move on to just telling you all the same stuff
that
we already knew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so that's what they did. They did like three paragraphs on like this unearthed interview from 2017 with Andy Cohen, which actually doesn't really reveal anything other than the fact that exactly. I mean, apparently
2017
I cared enough to
interview
click.
Like, okay,
but then it goes on, it dovetails into more about this interview with this Paige Lorenz and his shocking and her shocking revelations about Armie Hammer and his freaky deaky ways.
Yeah. And
as I was reading it, I thought, oh my gosh, there's stuff in here that I didn't know about. And so I thought I needed to bring it here so we could all process it together as a family. Are you ready for some disturbing stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first of all, she talked about the fact that in his family home, the family home that he shared with Elizabeth Chambers and their two children, he had mannequins in the basement that he would practice doing his BDSM ties, like knot tying.
Okay. So he's like a sailor.
Except for he sails ladies.
Poop deck.
And this all was verified, not maybe verified is not the right word, but what's the word for somebody else shared pictures that he had sent her of different types of rope ties. What's that word? It starts with a C, corroborated by another woman who had had a sexual relationship with Armie Hammer, who shared pictures of that mannequin with the various rope ties.
Sure.
Where, like, so the picture that was shared is a mannequin tied up in a red rope, and it says, I was thinking about how perfect your boobies are. He didn't say boobies. And I tried to come up with a chest harness that had a handle in the middle of your perfect boobies. Oh, and
if only he'd said boobies.
Yeah, he didn't. And a knot over another area of your anatomy that might bring you pleasure. And then in the next picture, and for good measure, a leash. Okay, neat. So now we know like his freaky deaky tendencies.
Yeah.
Then Paige Lorenz goes on to talk about how he wanted to strangle his dog.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just bringing you the actual words he said. That is disturbing, and I know that. But he talked to her about that. She tells a story about going to visit his mother and that she felt like, oh, okay, so we're in a relationship that's important enough to him that I'm going to go visit his mother and meet his mother. And she talked about how his mother seemed like a nice, quiet Christian lady, but that they shared a story about a time that he had, that she anointed him and spoke in tongues because she wanted to drive the demons out of him.
Interesting.
And that at that visit, he'd brought his BDSM toolbox along, but that she said no to any type of activity because they were in his mother's house.
Yeah, a little weird.
This whole thing, it just, like, when you hear a first-person account of what their sex life was like, she said he also proudly talked about how many women he had been with while he was married to Elizabeth Chambers. All I'm trying to say is this is not going to end well for Armie Hammer, because all of these stories seem to be of a piece.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, people, look, there's two things. There's the freaky deaky, which, you know, people are titillated by freaky deaky. So, like, his BDSM stuff, for most of us, that's kind of a foreign language. Like, we kind of, like, maybe read 30 Shades of Grey. What's
there's
that thing?
50 of them.
50 Shades of Grey. I didn't even get through one shade of gray because it just seemed a little over the top. But I know you were all in on the 50 Shades of Grey.
I read it all.
Yeah. You hosted a show. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It was a four-part series.
Yeah, that was like a big deal. So there's like the titillating BDSM stuff, which I don't pretend to, that's like a whole culture I do not understand and seems like a lot of work. And I just would get real bored real fast, I think, because I ain't got time for all that. It seems kind of like a Star Trek convention, but with like knives and rope.
Yeah.
But I
just said, yeah, like I understood what you said. But yeah.
But no, I'm saying it's just like a whole separate subculture that I don't understand. But that, like, put that on the side, because that's like a thing that, you know, consensual people get into. The stuff that will be problematic for Armie Hammer, I think, is the non-consensual stuff. And that's the thing where right now all we have in that realm, I think anyway, remembering vaguely what we've covered thus far, which I can't believe how much we know about Armie Hammer and Elizabeth Chambers and all of this, is one person's account. And it seems like she's distancing herself from this account, which could be for a number of reasons. Chief among them that she's being pressured to like take back some of what she said. The things that will get him in trouble are those things.
Right.
Not the freaky deaky stuff, because people, you know, rightly are entitled to be as freaky deaky as they want, as long as it's with consenting adults. And I don't think you're going to lose, you know, people might go, ew, but that doesn't, I think, change careers. The career changing stuff is going to be if people continue to come forward saying that they were, you know, forced or made to do things that they were not comfortable with.
Well, and that's the part that we talked about yesterday that I didn't do a good job of including in this, in today's conversation, and that seems to be the piece that she's walking back a little bit, is that she really talked about this in this interview, she being Paige Lorenz, the former, I don't know, companion of Armie Hammer, because she does say she didn't feel like their relationship was a loving relationship.
Yeah.
But that one of the things she has said in here is that she went along with a lot of his preferences because she wanted him to like her. Because, again, having the attention of, you know, a celebrity, no matter how notable.
Yeah.
To a person who, by the way, had been a model at one point. That feels good. And she wanted him to like her. And so she went along with a lot of things, according to her, that she wasn't really actually into.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, to your point, the piece that will be his undoing is as stories come forward, like this one about him manipulating that type of relationship versus being in a consensual contract, verbal contract about what your freaky deaky ways are going to be.
Yeah.
You know what I wonder in all of this? How's Elizabeth Chambers doing?
Well, that's the person I'm just like, I bet she's having buyer's remorse when it comes to being around Armie Hammer. Oof. Because the stories about Elizabeth Chambers, I mean, we've talked about her sort of quarantining over on Grand Cayman, which must be hard to be in the Cayman Islands during this difficult time.
Mm-hmm. Where, where COVID is like...
It doesn't exist, basically, right? Yeah. They're out and about and they can do things. That's because they're very strict measures and it's an island. So presumably you can be a little stricter than, you know, say an entire continent. Nonetheless, these stories keep coming out and I keep thinking, God, I bet Elizabeth Chambers is really just wishing all of this would go away. Because in the same breath that you hear about Armie Hammer sticking knives into people and wanting to eat their ribs... Okay. You know, they're mentioning Elizabeth Chambers and she's over here like, I just want to have a career and raise my kids on Grand Cayman. Like, who knows? Maybe she gets this freaky and deaky. I mean, clearly she knew who Armie Hammer was when she involved herself with him. It's not like he was leading this manipulative double life.
Right.
By all accounts, the rumors we've talked about relating to the two of them was that they had an open relationship at the least, and at most, it was, you know, probably a very consensual open relationship. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm sure she's just wishing that these stories would blow over. I will tell you that the stories... there's a particular story in Entertainment Tonight. It's a real good show. Is that she's just trying to maintain a sense of normalcy right now. You know? She really just wants...
trying to keep things normal here in the Cayman Islands.
She's just, you know, there aren't any plans for her to come back to L.A. She's going to stay in the Caymans with the kids. She's just watching everything unfold the same way the rest of the world is and is holding on for dear life as we all are, trying to maintain a sense of normalcy for her family. And this is a source speaking to ET, which presumably means Elizabeth Chambers wrote an email to...
Like picked up the phone and...
ET.
Yeah, called...
I really just...
She phoned home.
Yeah, exactly.
Ouch. And,
well.
Okay.
Yeah.
True. On that note, when we come back, our friend Elizabeth Reese is going to bring all the dirt straight from Hollywood with a dirt alert right here on the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.